Point of sale.
Hello, thank you for contacting customer service. My name is Scott. How may I assist you?
Hey Scott, this is Sheila with First Bank here in Mooresville. I have a customer with me that has a charge on her account. And this is Teresa Meadows.
Hello.
And
hello.
She has, I'm looking at her transactions and it's got this 888 number on here. And it says description, daily toned trends, and it's got this number, which I called, and it's for $69.92. Is there any way you can look at anything to tell me if this was something?
Certainly. Certainly. We're a third-party call center. We service hundreds of merchants and thousands of products. The best way for me to locate what she was billed for is the phone number, please.
Her cell phone number.
Please.
704-677-4042.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Does she have another phone number by chance?
Home line.
But that wouldn't be what you've used.
No, no. I would have used my cell phone, yes.
Okay. Can I get her zip code, please?
28125.
Her first and last name, please.
It's Teresa Meadows.
Teresa, T-E-R-I-S-S-A?
No.
T-E-R-E-S-A. T-R-E-S-A, Meadows. T-E-R-E-S-A, Meadows.
Meadows, M-E-A-D-O-W-S?
Yes. So we're going to file a dispute on this transaction if it's fraudulent. That's what we're trying to figure out.
Does she have a husband?
Yes, I do.
Can I get his first name, please?
Darrell. D-A-R-R-E-L-L.
Can I get the last four of the card that was billed, please? I'm having a hard time locating the account.
Well, we don't want to give out the card number. That would be up to you. It can't be used anymore. We've already blocked it.
You think it'd be okay?
Well, they can't use it. That's with your permission.
Right.
Because we've had to block the card. Let's see which one it is here. Yeah, 5431. The fraud department called her, and we've put a block on the card so nothing can come through.
Okay. And the first six of the card that was billed, please.
The first six?
Yes, ma'am.
You just got the last four. Why do you need the other part?
Okay, so with the last four of the card, I'm seeing looks like 500 accounts that have been pulled up matching the last four of this card, and so I'm just needing further information so that I can locate her specific account. I understand it may not be in her name. I understand it may not be in her husband's name because the fraud department has gone ahead and taken care of this, but I just need to be able to locate this so that I can make sure that it's been taken care of properly.
Okay. It's 517862.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Alrighty. Alrighty.
It's blocked. I'm ordering a different card.
Now, I'm waiting for it to load in the transactions. And, yes, it does look like The name doesn't match. The phone number is not matching. I'm going to guess that the address isn't going to match, but for security purposes, can I please get you to verify your address?
2520 Sloop, Sloop Road.
Does that match at all?
No, it does not. So it does look like this is fraudulent, but before I go ahead and claim this to be such, what type of card was this?
It's a MasterCard.
Wonderful.
Card.
Thank you. And what's the card's expiration?
So you have to put all that in for what purpose? Are you reporting it to the fraud or?
Yes, I need to verify that this is fraud before I go ahead and send this over to fraud, get this canceled, so you're no longer going to be billed anything or so on and so forth, just to verify
okay.
that this is fraud.
Okay. 824. And if you don't
you.
Mind, I'll have the last person I just called, her name was Cindy. I called a little while ago. May I get your name, please?
Scott.
Do you, Scott, what's your last name?
My last name is Scott. My first name is Damien.
Is Damien? Damien?
Damien. D-A-M-I-E-N.
I like the first name. Why do you call yourself Scott? You like that? The first name was pretty. Pretty.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Let's see here.
So I have a question, though. With this transaction, what do you know what that means when it's the true whatever what was it said on your account, Teresa? Daily toned trends, what is that? Do you have any clue?
Yeah, so this is an electronic basically sweepstake and app. And so what this is, let's see here, let me get you the exact of this so that I am Yes, so it looks like this would be with our discount membership club, and so what this is it's a chance to win items monthly, as well as an app that focuses on real foods to boost your energy and cut sugars and carb cravings,
gotcha.
Recipe guides and such, and can I place you on a brief hold so that I can talk to my supervisors as to... make sure that I'm doing everything properly and by the books so that
yeah,
this doesn't
okay.
happen again. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes,
please
that's
hold.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Thank you for calling. Please stay on the line and a representative will be right with you. We appreciate your patience while we assist other callers.
The future of banking is here today at First Bank. With our new digital banking tools, you can manage your personal and business finances from your smartphone, tablet, or personal computer whenever it fits into your busy life. You can even deposit a check just by photographing it with your smartphone using our mobile app. You'll save time.
Are you still there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to be transferring you to our fraud department where they're going to be able to better to assist you. What I'm doing right now is I'm notating everything, and I'm going to go ahead and cancel this so this doesn't happen again.
Okay. What about this reverse on this charge?
The fraud department is going to go ahead and take care of everything. On my end, I can just cancel this. And they're going to be able to get you all the refunds and everything that you are requesting and that you are entitled to.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Damien.
Please just stay online while I'm working on this.
Thank you.
Happy to help.
This is your card, which I've already coded it. It's blocked. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I just got done notating the account and canceling it. Let's see here. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and work on getting this transferred over to our fraud division.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay, can I get the first and last name spelt? It was Teresa, T-E-R-E-S-A, Meadows, mm-hmm. M-E-A-D-O-W-S.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here.
Okay. In order to get this, it's in a pending status right now, so, but in order to get that refunded, how long do you think that normally takes? Because we're going to file a dispute today and turn it in as fraud.
So let's see here. It normally takes 3 to 5 business days, but with the fraud department, they may be able to speed that up, or it may take longer. I'm not sure. I know normally on my end, if I'm issuing you a refund, then it takes 3 to 5 business days, unless there is some sort of hang up and I have to send it over to an administrator to take care of that, like an IT department to take care of that because of some sort of error, then they normally say 3 to 10 business days. But with the fraud division, I would think that that would be something either quicker or 3 to 10.
Okay.
Okay, now I'm transferring you now. Please stay on the line.
All right.